able to be solved. And united, peaceful world couldn't come. It's not a world of happiness. So we've been trying to change the environment, but actually we have to come back to man and do the revolution of man. In past revolutions, use guns, swords, power, killing each other. Then how are we going to do the revolution of man? Do this by true education. What are we going to do the revolution of man with? With true love and principle that flow from Shimjung. We do it with... We do the revolution of man by true education using... true love and principle that flow from Shimjong. So the revolution of man is the revolution of Shimjong. This is the root. And then we can have true love. Once we have the revolution of Shimjong, we can have true love. That's like flowers and fragrance of our character. And then true... living a life of true love, we can have a true character, which is like the fruit. And then, in order to do this, we need the revolution of absolute sex, the true family. So we need to revolutionize the Able UN, the UN, the Cain and Abel. Can unite. America has this responsibility. When Abel UN has takes his position, then Cain and Abel are brothers, and they are brothers because they are from the same parents. And so once the Able Type UN is settled, then we need to have the Parents UN. You don't elect the parents. You don't elect your parents. The parents are absolute. And because of the parents, then Abel and Cain become one. Father told us to boldly proclaim the Able UN, even though it hasn't been organized in substantial form yet. Who is the owner of the Cosmos UN? Is God and true parents, not Satan. Satan has been trying to destroy the Cain type UN and the Abel type UN. But because God is united with true parents, then the parents UN will only be governed by God. There have been many external revolutions of environment, but the people living in these environments weren't living as original people should live. So no matter how much our economy might be difficult, and we want to live good lives, we do all these strikes and revolutions, trying to live a better, successful life, unless the people themselves change, then it won't become better. We have to revolutionize the core of man. Through the revolution of Shimjung, through establishing internal values, so all nations have to go forward following the proclamations of true parents. So as children of true parents, we who have heard the words first, we should work hard true parents know that we have been following true parents, and they know that what will happen if we don't fulfill our personal responsibility, if we don't become beings of Shimjung. And so true parents don't want anything to happen to us, so they have been holding on to us and educating us. Revolution of Shimjung is like the root part. True love is like the flowers and fragrance. True character is the fruit. And the revolution of absolute sex is how we complete the ideal of the true family. In the GPF, Global Peace Festival, what was the main theme? One family under God. This is in the fourth verse of our family pledge as a blessed central family owner of Chonuguk. We will form a universal family centering on God. There may be thousands and millions of families throughout the world, but they are all one family in front of God. This world can be fulfilled, then peaceful united world will be able to last for eternity. There will be no fighting, no tears, and no desperate crying out for a better life. But there will be peace and happiness in that world. The relationship between God and the universe. The relationship God. So, does God exist or not? And if God exists, what is our relationship with God? So, God does exist, and our relationship is that we are in relationship with God as parent and child, like mind and body. This relationship. So God has internal nature and external form, yang and yin, yang and yin. God is the united harmony of internal nature and external form. At the same time, the united harmony of yang and yin. But God is not four characteristics, but two characteristics. That is being of only one. So God is only one being, and He is eternal. God unfolds Himself and creates all things through the principle of creation. Everything becomes an individual embodiment of truth. So out of all the created things that God created, the image of God is man, and the symbol of God is all things. Just like if there is Korea, then the image of Korea is the map, and the symbol of Korea is the flag. So there is God and man. His mind and body are like the image of God. We are created in God's image, and God gave us portion of responsibility so that we could resemble God. Man also has responsibility to be lords of creation. God was creator, and so man is also creator of his own character. Through man fulfilling his portion of responsibility, God's responsibility is fulfilled. We can see how important man's responsibility is. In God's internal nature, He has yang and yin, and in God's external form, He has yang and yin. So within man's mind and body, in the mind, there's yang and yin characteristics, and in the body, there's yang and yin characteristics. Same with all things. And just as man is man, all of man's characteristics come from God. So we are individual embodiments of truth. We derive from God. If God is the subject, then what He created is the object. God is the cause, and what He created is the result. God is internal, all things are external. God is vertical, all things are horizontal. God is invisible, God has form. God is the masculine subject, and all things are the feminine object. But when all things are still within God, they are quiet. So that is why God's active nature of Shimjong motivated God to create all things, to have an object, so that could have an object to love and love with, centering on God's Shimjong and God's true love and character, God's absolute sex. So in order for man to govern all things, first of all, man has to know how to govern himself. Dogs can only take care of themselves. They can't take care of other beings. But man is able to govern himself and then take care of his environment. Man is able to imitate all sounds of all things, and man has all elements of all things, has everything, all the nature, and has five viscera and six entrails, just as all things have, the world has five great seas and six continents. Man has 12 sets of ribs and 24 bones. The year has 12 months and 24 solar terms. This means that man and all things are made out of the same thing. That's why man can govern all things. If you look at man's body, again, and the earth, then the hair is like the plants on the earth, and the skin is like earth's crust, the muscle is like the substrata, veins underground, waterways, and skeletons like the rocky mantle, bone marrow like the molten core. So man and all things have so much in common. We're made out of the common element. And that is why man can stand in the position of subject to all things. In the Eastern philosophy, there is a book of changes. You look at the book of changes in the Bible from the viewpoint of the principle of creation. In the book of changes, it says that there is the great ultimate, and he is made out of yang and yin. And through this yang and yin came the five agents, and from the five agents came all things. And one way, one yang and one yin, this is the way. What is the way? It is the word. That through the word, all things were created. Even in the Bible, it says the same thing. That the word was with God, and the word was God. And therefore, all things were created through the word. If all things in the world were made from two beings, two separate beings, then it would be very impossible for all things to unite, become one. So, can say that came from yang and yin, but yang and yin is one. They're together. Yang Yin's way is the word. So the word of God's word in the Bible and the way, the word in the Book of Changes are talking about the same thing. But they weren't able to explain that God has personality. And the Bible explains that God is Father, so God explains that God has personality, but it doesn't explain God's characteristics. But the principle can explain clearly about God. The root concept of East Asian philosophy in the Bible can be fully elucidated only with the help from the principle of creation.
우리의 원리로 말하면 이성성상을 표방하는 하나의 표시체라고 할 수 있죠. 그 중심 속에는 씨가 들어있습니다. 다시 말하면 새싹이 나올 수 있는 그 순이 그 부쪽 속에 자리 잡고 있다는 거예요.
If you look at a seed, when you open a seed, there is two halves of that seed, and within the middle of that seed is a little sprout. And this seed has all of the elements for this plant to grow up into a big tree. The blueprint is all there within the seed. It's just the same is that all the elements for this world to be created exist already inside of God. The Book of Changes was able to explain that God is a God of yang and yin, but could not explain that God has personality. In the Bible, it explains that God is God, is a Father, but it's not able to clearly explain God's internal nature and external form. Couldn't explain characteristics. So, the fact that the Eastern philosophy could explain God's external characteristics, God's hyungsang nature, even though he couldn't explain the internal nature, shows that Eastern philosophy is a step deeper than Western philosophy. In the Bible, through God, Jesus explaining that God is the Father, explains that God does have personality. But doesn't explain exactly what God's personality is, doesn't explain its characteristics. The principle can't explain fully. So, the fact that God is yang and yin, and God has character, everything is inside the principle. Western ontology is about form and matter, internal nature, external form. And Eastern ontology, yang and yin, positivity and negativity, trying to, so Western ontology is trying to prove about the origin of the universe and about form and matter, or spirit and matter. So, internal nature and external form. And Eastern ontology is proving yang and yin. These are different aspects. They are actually the same aspect. So they need to unite. Western culture and Eastern culture need to unite to one united culture. So people that really worked hard to understand this source of the universe, once they understand true parents, And true parents' principles, they would be able to change instantly and receive the principle instantly. We have 4 years left until 2013. Need to proclaim ABLE UN up front, boldly, and publicly. Korea has to do this. Japan has to do this. America has to do this. England has to do this. The Prime Minister of England supported the GPF very much this time. The Prime Minister said that if there's anything that we need, she wants to help. No. What about the Eve Nation? There is the K-type Eve Nation and the Able type. Able type Eve Nation is England, and the King type Eve Nation is Japan. These female nations have monarchy. Who is... supposed to decide the kingship of these nations? Is the elder son nation of America. So America and England and Japan cannot be separated. America has the mission to unite and the Eve type and Cain type Eve nations and set them as monarchic nations. America has democracy, democracy of freedom. And Jesus' time, Jesus couldn't be protected because it was a time, there wasn't any democracy. It was a time when satanic rulers could kill if they wanted to. So, America upholds freedom of speech, freedom of religion. Freedom. So, both England and Japan have monarchy. America doesn't. It has democracy. And so, maybe we don't understand so much, but this is why Father loves the Bush family and supports the Bush family. If the President Bush and the Prime Minister of England and Gorbachev had united centering on true parents, then this world would be in a very different place right now. But they weren't able to do that completely. So
부모가 어머니를 모시고 일본을 순회 강연했던 것입니다. 그때 미국은 엄청난 부시 이 부부를 비방하고 박해했던 것입니다.
The Bush, former President Bush and his wife, supported two parents on their speaking tour in Japan. And at that time, Bush family received so much persecution from the American people. No matter how much ability and talent you may have, this is an age where you cannot be successful by yourself or carry out will by himself. This time, a black man became the president of America. That has never happened in the history of America. Saying that the Republicans, they use so much of the people's money on war and so much taxes, so they thought that they didn't want such a president anymore. But this new president is not just to favor the blacks, but also take care of the whites, to get rid of racial discrimination and prejudice. This is the road of Obama, President Obama, going, but not just focusing on America, has to go beyond the barriers of America, transcend the barriers of nation and religion. Obama's father is from Kenya. He's black, and his mother is American. She's white. His mother is a scholar of his mother was a very wonderful lady, but she was very busy, not being able to take care of his family so much, so that's why they divorced. And then Obama's father remarried with an Indonesian lady, so he lived in Indonesia for 6 years. And then he lived in a different country too. So he, Obama experienced different races, different cultures, different religions. So he has these ideals to unite different cultures and religions, but without true parents' ideology, we won't be able to fulfill his ideals. So, what he doesn't know, we have to go and teach him. This is the time to where God's will come to fruition. So, America, England, France, South America, all enter together. When true parents go to Hawaii. They don't go there to play and have a nice time. They go there to pray and prepare for a big providence. Father calls us and he talks to us for hours and hours, and telling us that this is this kind of age we are entering, and we are going into this kind of direction. This is what we have to do. And Father is so serious this time. When the parents are so serious, parents need to be, the children have to be serious too. If the children are not serious and the parents alone are serious, then they become very lonely. The children have to work to realize the ideal of the parents. In 2 months, two parents, father will be 90 years old. Almost 100 years old. We can't think of two parents as young forever, young men. When, after father Hyojinim died, then father went to Hawaii and didn't eat for 3 days. He would sit in front of the TV, but he's not looking at the TV. He couldn't sleep. He didn't talk. We would ask father to go to sleep because it's late at night, but father would come out soon after that saying, I couldn't sleep because I'm thinking about my son. Father said that he was so sad. He wanted to love and take care of his son, but he had to go and take care of the world first. He couldn't take care of his own child. And he was so sad and so sorry to Hyojinim. This is father's heart. And father's situation, we didn't understand father's situation and father, what father's situation is. Western culture, Eastern culture, to unite and make a united culture centering on Shimjung. We can't miss this amazing time right now. And that is why all of us leaders and Blessed Central Families are here receiving this content right now, that we can live right in this age. We might need a good environment, that might be very important, but even more than that is that we become true people that can govern that environment and make a world of heart. We'll talk about the Universal Prime Energy, Give and Take Action, and the Four Position Foundation. This is the Universal Prime Energy inside of God, and the core of God is Shimjung. Shimjung wants to give, wants to make his object happy. And through giving and giving, and then through the object giving back, this is the beginning of give and take action. Universal Prime Energy and things are not separate. Everything needs energy in order to exist. And the energy all derives from one source, from the universal prime energy source. God needs energy to exist also. So the fundamental energy of God's being is universal prime energy, and the origin of all energies that flow, that allow created beings to exist, is also universal prime energy. Give and take action. Through give and take universal prime energy, and the subject and object come into give and take action, and then the forces are generated. All the forces are generated by give and take action to exist, multiply, and act. The universal prime energy is the cause, the subject is more internal, and the forces from give and take action are the result, the object, and they are more external. This is the relationship. This is the foundation. This four-position foundation is the foundation for existence. So you might have one hand, and even if you wave one hand, no matter how hard you wave it, it won't have any sound unless another object appears and you hit that object. Then you can have a sound for the first time. So the foundation for force to come from, we need a four-position foundation of subject and object. All beings exist for their object, for their partner. All beings are co-relative. Why co-relative? So that they can have give and take. They have all things. Are in the relationship of subject and object, an absolute relationship, so that they can have good give and take. Why they have give and take? So that they can develop. Why do they reciprocate? So that there can be joy and happiness. They reciprocate love and beauty, and by doing that, they can have joy, and then this joy becomes happiness. All things are correlative beings. So anything that has contradictory nature inside of itself cannot exist. All things are in a relationship of subject and object, like parents in the subject position, children in the object position. If husband is in the subject position, the wife is in the object position. Teacher in the subject position, student in the object position. The superior, the subject position, subordinate in the object position. The employer is in the subject position. Employees are in the object position. The government is in the subject position. The people are in the object position. But in democracy, the people are supposed to be the subject, but the people aren't fulfilling their role as the subject, and the government is being the subject. But with this right relationship of government and the people, the government stands in the position of the parents, and the people are in the position of the children. If you just govern the people with laws, then the people suffer. But if you relate to the people as you relate to your own sons and daughters, and you feel the people's hunger as your own hunger, your own children's hunger, if you don't care whether your people are living or dying, and you just go after your own money and your own wealth and fame, then that's incorrect. If you are in the parents' position, you should invest yourself and take care of your children and see if there's any problems, how you can help them, even staying up all night and not eating because you want to solve the problems of your people and you want to take care of them so that they can be happy. The government is in the parents' position, the subject position. The people are in the children's position, the object position. Animals are made out of male and female. Plants are made out of stem and pistil. Minerals are made out of yang and yin. Why? Because God is made out of this. But because of the fall, then man's relationship is all messed up. In the universe, they have a nice relationship between butterflies and flowers, animals and plants, and arteries and veins, inhalation, exhalation. There's a good relationship there. And the Bible, it says that if you judge, you will receive the measure for your judgment. If you judge others, then I will judge you for the measure that you judge others. And when the earth goes around the sun, and the planets go around the sun, and the moon goes around the moon, they go around at such a precise angle, not being messed up even a little bit for 1 second. There's a very, very strong principle governing the laws of nature. Because of nature follows the laws and principles that of God's creation, man also needs to follow the laws of nature and the laws of value. The function of conscience from the view of give and take. The force of the conscience is generated by give and take action. What is the subject partner of our conscience? All people have an active conscience guiding them to goodness. And who is the subject? The subject of our subject partner of our conscience is God. We are all striving for goodness, and who is the owner that is guiding us towards goodness. The function of the conscious and original people guides us to the truth. It's directly connected with God. But through the fall, the function of the conscience of fallen man, we lost the truth. And so what fallen people mistake as the truth is the direction that fallen people's conscience is directed towards. Originally, man is supposed to have give and take with God's absolute truth, but because we lost God's truth, our conscience is directed towards what fallen people mistake as truth. So in order for man's conscience to go back and have relationship with the truth, we need to have education about the truth. Thank you. We'll see you at 7:30. Please be here by 7:10 or 7:20.